Sedgemoor FM. Somerset's hit.
And that is Queen with One Vision on Sedgemoor FM.
Sedgemoor's breakfast.
That's a nice way to wake up. Good morning. This is your Saturday breakfast show with Charlie and Jason. Highs are 17 degrees today, and unfortunately have to tell you that there's going to be some sunshine, but very heavy and thundery showers throughout today. But don't worry, we'll keep you entertained and distract you from that. So thank you very much for tuning in today. And it's a very exciting day in Bridgewater. And part of that is due to the text topic I've got. So Jordan Hill, who is fantastic and claim to fame, I was his backing singer and dancer at the carnival. He was performing on one of the stages, dragged me up, I clicked behind him and he made me look like a better performer than I was. But anyway, Jordan Hill's doing a massive gigathon around Bridgewater today. So think of a venue or a pub. He's going to perform these, doing little 20-minute sets from about 12 until 12 tonight. So he's going round Bridgewater, raising loads of money for charity. So therefore, to make his feat seem even more spectacular, I would like to know, what's the least amount of things you've done in a day? What's the least you've achieved in a day? Let's make Jordan Hill's efforts seem even more amazing. 07-492-50-8010. And also, people are still judging the brand new Doctor Who, Jodie Whittaker. So I would like to know, when have you been unfairly judged before you've actually done something? If you're judging her before she's even started, yes, it is sexist. So, when have you been unfairly judged before you've actually done something? And what's the least you've done in a day? 07-492-50-8010. That is 07-492-50-8010. Let me know now. I'll give you a mention later on in the show. Hopefully Jason will be here in a minute. And we'll play music from Sagala and DJ Khaled next on Sedgemoor FM.
Playing Somerset hits. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
And that's brand new from Coldplay on Sedgemoor FM called Aliens. It's all right.
Decent. I like it.
I mean, if you saw them live, that's the sort of...
Well, yeah.
Ah, let's go to the bar. They're going to play Clocks in a minute. And this is Sedgemoor FM and Charlie and Jason with your Saturday breakfast show. Jason.
Hello.
It is now time to do game roulette.
It is.
Behind me, I have a wheel. Describe the wheel.
It's round.
Cool.
Colourful. And what is on it, Charlie?
It's a list of games.
Yay.
I will spin the wheel. Whichever game it lands on, we will play. Jason, shall we spin the wheel?
Let's do it. Here we go. Amazing.
I still look behind me when I'm spinning. I don't know why.
I was going to make a comment on that.
It's because the wheel's there. And it has landed on Blind Date.
Hey.
So, this is a game that we did a while ago on our Saturday evening show.
Yes.
Inspired by the TV show, we brought Blind Date back before Paul O'Grady did. So I have three music singles for our mystery contestant, Jason.
Yes.
He will then ask three questions and decide which song he wants to hear after the ad break. I was about to say news then, but let's do it after the ad break instead. So, Jason, can I have your three questions, please?
Okay. How would you fit in a family barbecue?
Question number one. You would play me as you want everyone to leave. Song number two. I'd get your uncle up and dancing.
Oh, God.
Question Not song that. Number three. I'd get your mum up. Next question, please, Jason.
Next question. When did you first get taken for a spin?
Song number one. I copied someone else's work.
Fair. Okay.
They didn't like me doing it. Song number two. Not the year, in my name.
Oh, interesting.
Song number three. I also copied someone else's work, but they didn't mind so much because it's actually a banger. And can I have your question number three, please?
Question number three. Are you more chilled out or do you prefer to hit the club?
Song number one. Very chilled. Song number two, I'm too cool for clubs, maybe more student bars. Song number three, definitely more, not a club, more a pub.
A pub.
DJ.
That's my.
Okay, can you eliminate your first song, please?
Well, we can't have my uncle up dancing.
So therefore, you have eliminated Disco 2000 by Pulp.
Oh, okay.
And which song are you going to go for?
I'm going to go for number three, I think.
You've eliminated Handbags and Glad Rags by Stereophonics. And up next, we'll play Don't Leave Me This Way by The Communards on Sedgemoor FM. Nice.
Playing Somerset hits.
Now give me a beat.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
That's Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen on Sedgemoor FM, but you knew that.
Sedgemoor's Breakfast.
This is your Saturday Breakfast Show with Charlie and Jason. Highs of 17 degrees today. Sunshine with heavy thundery showers. We can confirm that Jordan Hill has now started his gigathon.
He has.
So all Where's day today, Charlie? All in aid of St Margaret's Hospice. He's doing loads of gigs. At the moment, he's in Angel Place Shopping Centre until 10:30. So make sure you go down. He's doing all for charity. And then from 12, he's literally gigging in a venue for 20 minutes, 20-minute break. Gigging in a venue for 20 minutes, 20-minute break, and so on and so forth.
That is a slog, that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. I've only been talking for a minute. So, therefore, inspired by him, we want to know what's the least you've achieved in a day. Chris, with still not reading out your text. Sarah got in touch and said that she's done a Jeremy Kyle marathon.
Wow.
Which,
okay,
to be fair, is quite stressful.
Yeah, I can imagine that's quite draining.
There's an old folklore that if you watch enough episodes of Jeremy Kyle, even your teeth will fall out. Ben said he just ate a roast and then went to bed. And also, because people are still unfairly judging the new Doctor Who because she's not done anything yet apart from pulled her hood down, and some people think she's not right to be a doctor, and apparently it's nothing to do with her gender. When have you been unfairly judged before you've actually started doing something? Sam said when he started his new job. Daniel said he was unfairly judged when he left his job.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
So get involved in the show and let us know. What's the least amount you've achieved in one day, and when have you been unfairly judged before you've done something? 07 492 50 80 10. Jason, would you say we're good people?
We are amazingly good people.
So much that we should help someone out with their issues next.
Yes, let's do that.
We're going to have Text Distress next, coming up after Leanne Rhymes. But first, AJR feat Louisa Johnson with Week on Sedgemoor FM. Good luck, Jordan Hill.
On 104.2.
Playing Somerset's hits.
This is Sedgemoor FM.
That is Leanne Rhymes with Can't Fight the Moonlight on Sedgemoor FM, and it is now time to help people.
Text Distress.
But.
Text Distress.
Break it down now. So, this is Just Ask the Rex Show with Charlie and Jason, and we are
brilliant people.
So because of that, we want to help you out. If you have a problem throughout the week, then all you need to do is text it in. We will keep you anonymous, and then we'll put it to the people of Sedgemoor. Jason, are you ready for today's issue?
Yeah, let's do it.
Help! I've agreed to go on a night out for a meal. My ex has also been invited.
Oh!
Jason, what was your solution, please?
Do you know what? Show him what he's missing.
Yeah.
Dress up, go and like have fun. You go, girl. Girl power.
I'm assuming this is from a girl. Let me have a look at their name. Oh, yeah, no, it is a girl.
It is a girl?
Yeah. Okay. So, that's Jason's advice, but what's your advice? 07 492 50 80 10. Help, I've agreed to go onto a meal for a night out, but my ex has also been invited. Jason, your advice was?
Just show him what he's missing.
Show him what
he's
missing. 07.
Have fun.
492 50 80 10.
Playing Somerset hits.
Now give me a beat.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
That's Martin Jensen with Solo Dance on Sedgemoor FM. And this is Charlie and Jason with your Saturday Breakfast Show. Jason, last week we tried something.
We did, yeah.
Should we try it again? It's time for your small money competition, Hockin, because my name's Charlie Hockin. Hockin all over the world. So I have a mystery landmark and a very small money cash prize. Every week we will take a guess at random from the screens. If it is right, you win the small money prize.
Which is?
At the moment, it's £10.42.
Okay.
If it get it wrong, it goes down by £1.
Hocking all over the world!
And then we will get an extra question from Jason. Who will then give you, hopefully, give you a step closer to working out where the landmark is. So last week you asked three questions. The clues you asked were...
Hocking all over the world!
The clues you asked were, well, you said the landmark is not in Europe.
No.
It, in there... They speak Hindi and also English as well. Uh-huh. And they eat roti.
Roti?
Roti.
Yeah, knocking all over the world.
So, thank you very much for texting in throughout the week. 07492 508010. That is 07492 508010. And the guest we've chosen at random today is from Simone.
Okay.
And her guest says, India. Which is correct, but it's not right because we're looking for the specific landmark. So therefore, that is incorrect and the prize is going down to £9.42.
Ooh.
Jason, can I have another question, please, to try and work out where the landmark is or what the landmark is?
The question I had was what animals would you find around said landmark?
You would find...
Hocking all over the world!
You would find elephants, lions and rhinos.
Interesting.
So your clue so far is the landmark is not in Europe. They speak Hindi and English.
Hocking all over the world!
And there they eat roti. So it is in India, and they have elephants, lion and rhinos. But remember, you're looking for a landmark. That £9.42 could be yours.
Hocking all over the world!
If you just text in to 07492 508010, that is 07492 508010, have a guess, what could this landmark be?
Hocking all over the world!
On 104.2.
Playing Somerset's hits.
This is Sedgemoor FM.
And that's Betsy, not Annie Lennox, with Little White Lies on Sedgemoor FM. And this is your breakfast show with Charlie and Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Charlie.
We're great people, aren't we?
We're amazing people, yeah.
Let's help someone out. Text. Distress.
Text. Distress.
So if you've got an issue during the week, we want you to text in. We'll keep you anonymous and then we'll put it to the people of Sedgemoor. So thank you very much to Anonymous of Sedgemoor that texted in this week to say, help, I've agreed to go on a night out for a meal, but my ex is going to be there. Jason, your advice was?
My advice was to just, yeah, if he's there, go and show him what he's missing. Go and make him jealous. Do it.
Yeah.
Girl power.
Woo. Thank you very much for Charlotte for getting in touch. You just said cancel. David said, go, be the bigger person. And Tom says, go and look smashing. So they agree with you there.
Yeah, cool, yeah.
My advice is go along, look smashing like Jason's one, but be the best sex and just make loads of sly digs. Oh, I'll have a large portion because I'm bored of going for small portions now. Stuff like that.
Amazing.
If they finish their meal first. Oh, you always did it. Anyway, if you've got an issue, 07492 508010, and stay tuned next because we're going to have music from Tina Turner and French Montana.
Sedgemoor FM. Somerset's
hits.